I'm Peter Chaplin, and here today with Peter Radzlaff, Executive Director of Consumer Marketing at Seagate Technology. Peter, good to have you with us.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
It seems to me that when it comes to backing up data and protecting one's most important and prized assets, files, photos, customer data, it would seem that the three kinds of people, those in denial, nothing bad's ever going to happen to me, those who think someone else will do it for them, oh mom, and the third type, the person who says, I think it's important, but I don't know how. Well, since the first two might be beyond our reach, speak to the third.
It's really so easy to take care of backing up your data one way or the other. There are many different solutions on the market. And you're right, the denial people are like those who know that they should floss their teeth, but they don't anyway. And so I guess we need to have a digital data dentist strategy out there so that we can take some of these really wonderful, easy-to-use solutions that are available to protect people's critical business data or their, you know, files from home.
You know, it seems that if people are listening this far, they've probably already decided they should be backing up, but they probably still don't know how, or they think it's too complicated, or it's something that they just can't wrap their minds around. How wrong are they?
Well, you know, it's really so incredibly easy to do now with the software solutions and great hardware devices that are out there, that the only decision is how valuable is your data and is it worth a few hundred dollars to really make sure that you're protected, because it's not technically complex anymore. And it's really an easy answer because there's so much data out there for how much stress businesses are under if they lose their data.
It would seem that there are two kinds of loss. There's the actual loss of the data, which no small business can afford to lose. There's also the cost of replacing that material. And that's a huge manpower cost. And also, well, more. I think you were talking about stress and strain that it causes.
Yeah, the pain and suffering, if you will, to a business person who's trying to figure out how to scramble around lost data. Because, as you said, there's a cost of replacing it. It may not even be replaceable in many cases. And so a business then has to just choose to move on. And you know, businesses are really built upon leveraging what they do to be able to evolve their businesses in the future. And if you lose your data in today's world, you lose all your leverage.
So how do you end up making the decision about what is right for you? What do you look at?
Well, a lot of it is lifestyle based. If you're a road warrior and you really live out of a suitcase in a hotel room, you're going to have a different solution than if you're someone managing three people in a small office. And or if you're a person who has a home office and you travel a lot.
Well, so take us through the distinctions.
Okay, so a product that came onto the market about a year and a half ago was called the Mira Personal Server, and the latest version of which has just been announced in June of 2006. And it's called the Mira Sync and Share Personal Server, and it is made for... it's a network-attached solution. So this box, if you will, is really a computer with a large hard drive on it. It sits on your network. You just plug it into the back of a router. That's all there is to the setup. And then you run a little software installation wizard on all of the PCs in your network and or Macintoshes. It works with PCs and Macs. And then you designate what of your content, your digital content, that you want protected to it. And then that's it. Every time you save a file into a folder, it's protected. It's automatically synchronized to the Mira Sync and Share Personal Server. Plus, you can share that information either with other computers on the network or with anyone with an email address. It's incredibly simple, and so for a very modest price of starting around $4.99, you can get really some of the things that you would get in a full-blown business server, but without needing any IT staff, and having it be so simple that absolutely anyone with no technical knowledge can set it up.
I want to stay on this theme of what's right, what's best for the small business user. Now, Maxtor has just announced its Shared Storage 2 drive. And it's quite different. Its capacity is up to 1 terabyte, added data protection RAID, new, faster gigabit Ethernet interfaces. All of that's going to enable a business person to store and share files over the network. Why is that the right solution for many small businesses?
Well, the shared storage, too, really is a three-in-one device. It acts as a central repository, or really a data vault, that all of the computers on a network can share. So very similar to a full-blown business server in a business environment, this central repository allows you to save files to it, allows you to access files so that work groups can very easily share information back and forth through this central device. So that's one thing, the central nature to this type of device. Secondly, it comes with very robust automatic backup software so that you can set it to be able to back up things, the different computers attached, you know, once a night, if that's the way you want to set it up, so that there's an automatic data protection schema that's integrated into this. Plus, you can actually back up the MacStore shared storage to itself, to an ancillary hard drive, so that you can take that off-site and put it, you know, into another location to protect against fire, flood, or whatnot, which is really critical for small businesses that have to have HIPAA compliance or other type of off-site data storage capabilities by law. Thirdly, and most fun, is its ability to take media files and stream them to the type of devices that can accept that information, like a TV that has a network attachment on it, or a digital media adapter, so that you can see media content, videos, photos, and other media content streamed around the network, and you can all access them from one central device. It's just wonderful for a home.
And before we move on beyond that, for the individual user, it's also fairly intuitive, and once you've set it up, automated from that point on.
To quote an often quoted infomercial, you really just set it and forget it.
How do you decide how much backup is enough? Or is it one of those things that you can never have enough of?
Well, we like to think that, number one, some backup is better than none. And getting people to actually take action on protecting their content is step one. Step two is discerning the quality of that backup. Whether you're protected against a computer failure, but are you protected against theft, fire? You know, with the tragedies with Katrina this last year, you know, there were a lot of people who lost their content because of their computers were flooded. And that's really a torturous thing if that's the extent of all of your family photos and documents and other data. So having multiple layers of backup strategies, especially for a business, is something that just cannot be overestimated, and it cannot be forgotten in this day and age.
A number of business people are probably listening and saying, this all sounds great, but am I going to go into hock to afford either one of them?
You know, these solutions are really quite affordable. They start at around $399 and go up to around $799. And you can even go to a simpler system, like just a one-touch backup external hard drive, for less than a couple hundred dollars. And the better question to ask is, how much is your content worth? And there have been studies that show an average business has at least a couple of $1,000 worth of data replacement costs. And so it's like any type of business insurance. You put the insurances in place to make sure you have business continuity when and if you need it. You would never buy a home without home insurance. Why would you have a business without having your data protected?
Summarize it for us. It does not sound as if we're speaking about Uber tech. It's simple. It's smart. It's available. So why don't people floss?
The good question there is, why don't people floss? Because you're going to lose their teeth at the end of it. People are funny that way. They procrastinate. They think that it won't happen to them. It's denial. They're too busy until it happens. And then they're believers for life, and they never go back to being unprotected again. But the call to action here is, don't be one of those people. Take action ahead of time so that your business is protected from data loss.
Peter, how does a business person choose between one or the other?
really they would make the decision based upon whether their needs were to just protect the information that was within their business, or whether they had a higher need to be able to share that information to others outside their business. The shared storage too has internal RAID, and it allows you to back itself up to another outside disk. So it's really a wonderful system for protecting content within a local area network. The Mira allows you to designate a file folder on your Mira for third-party access to your clients or your colleagues, and allows you to remotely access all of your content from anywhere, any internet browser in the world. So it's more of a sharing machine, if you will, whereas the OneTouch, or excuse me, the Shared Storage 2 is really a more robust local type of a data protection. So that you would either choose it depending on your business needs, one or the other.
There still may be people who are saying, yeah, fine, but why not on a CD or a DVD? It works just as well, right?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question, because so many people have traditionally used CDs or now DVDs to take snapshots of their content. Unfortunately now, hard drives are so inexpensive and people have amassed so much content that the amount of CDs or even DVDs it takes to separate that information on, it makes it impossible to manage. Plus, it's time-consuming, and nobody at the end of their tough business week wants to spend a lot of time taking things and storing them on DVD. And then restoring them and trying to get information back from them is a real pain in the neck. So with the incredible drop in storage costs, people are adopting hard drive-based backup systems, whether they be like the Shared Storage 2 or like the Mira Single Share Personal Server, because it's so much easier, instant, continuous, and just moves at the speed of business.
Peter Razliff, Executive Director of Consumer Marketing at Seagate Technology. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Peter.